Live, the live Sunday night edition, and we are kicking off hour two. I'm Stephanie with you.
And I'm Mark.
And we invite you to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is a show where you can participate and you can bring up whatever's on your mind.
You also, the website at freetalklive.com is a website where you can get involved there, too, and participate. You can link to stories or videos or blog posts or whatever you think's important, and people will vote them up and vote them down based on what they think is important, and you can do the same with theirs, and it's a very participatory thing, and lots of eyes see it, so if you've got something you think's important, what, for whatever reason you might think it's important, link to it there at freetalklive.com.
Yep, very good way to get your message out to a bunch of people and interact with the show. Mark, we've got phone calls.
Free Talk Live, right?
Yeah, exactly. I guess our message is getting out there that we want to hear people's thoughts. So let's go straight to the phones and bring Mike in York, Nebraska on. He wants to talk about moving to New Hampshire. And Mike, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, I'm a truck driver, so I get to listen to your show 7 nights a week, and I love the fact that you're on every night of the week.
Hey, wonderful. Good to know.
I'm scared I might get cut off, so if I could, I want to talk to you about two different things, and if you don't mind, I'll listen off the air.
Okay.
We don't mind having a conversation with you, Mike. I mean, it's okay if you hang on with us, but what was the first thing?
Maybe you can't.
Okay.
The first thing is, I feel like I'm pretty lucky. I was born and raised in Arizona, and we got rid of the speed cameras and carry concealed weapons without a permit, and the police generally leave everybody alone. I live in Pinal County, Arizona. And the police don't sit around with radar guns or anything like that. I hardly ever see them, and I feel good living in Arizona.
Just to stop you real quick, I mean, maybe they leave some people alone, but I've heard a lot of stories about police in Arizona really kind of harassing people who look Hispanic or Mexican. Is that your experience?
I haven't seen a lot of that, but I'm like I said, I'm a truck driver, so I'm not, you know, out and about in the city too often, but when I am, I hardly ever see an officer making a stop.
What about the border checkpoints? Do you go through a lot of those as a truck driver?
Yes, and those are ridiculous. And I go through them every week when I go to Los Angeles. I run through Blythe, and they always have one either on the east or west side there at the border. And I feel like I'm being raped every time I go through there. Now, those
Yikes.
Guys say that the Supreme Court has said that those are legal within 150 miles of the border, as long as the scope is only to determine a person's citizenship, yet they have drug-sniffing dogs looking at every car. So
sure.
Yeah, that's always how it works. They try to net you in.
I'd like to point out that, you know, we can say whatever we want about other states, but, you know, science is important, and it's difficult to, the social science are certainly softer sciences than, you know, say biology or chemistry and things like that, but the Mercatus Center has released two times the Freedom in the 50 States report, and Arizona has come in ranked at 22. So, you know.
And what's number one, Mark?
New Hampshire. New Hampshire has been twice. I don't know what Arizona's previous ranking was the last time. I'm not able to say that. But their current rank is number 22.
Gotcha.
So about, I would call them, hitting the median there.
So Mike, go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm sorry. Just hearing that even more makes me want to move to New Hampshire. I'm single with no kids. So
uh-huh.
I could do that. I could make the move. But
sure.
The thing that I'm curious about is what, and this is by no means meant to pick apart anything that you want to do with the freedom movement there.
Mm-hmm.
What good does it do to be surrounded by a bunch of people that are liberty-minded and freedom-loving if the judge and the chief of police and the prosecutors are not constitutionalists or libertarians?
You know, I think that this is a strong point, right? Like, obviously, to some extent or another, the freedom movement here has seen a certain amount of backlash, and it's because people are bringing up issues of liberty in the courts and that kind of thing, and trying to get some justice, and they're finding that the status quo doesn't want to change, and it wouldn't want to change anywhere. It wouldn't want to change in Pima County, Arizona, if it was being challenged there either. Is that Pinal County? What did you say?
Pinal.
Pinal.
It's Pinal County.
And it wouldn't want to change there either. So, you know, I get where you're coming from. And remember, the program's called the Free State Project Liberty in Your Lifetime, not Free State Project Liberty Next Year. And so the idea is to get enough people on the ground, working towards the ideas of liberty, not having achieved them already. We have not made the bed for you. We're asking you to come and make the bed with us.
Yeah, and I agree with that, Mark, although I would like to present sort of an alternative point of view. And my personal view is that, and I didn't think this when I first moved to New Hampshire in 2006. I had more of a similar view to what you just said, Mark. But personally, I already feel so much freer in my life. I feel like I already do live in a place that's something that a lot of people don't get to experience because I am surrounded by this community and I have the opportunity to befriend and to network with and to work with people who really, really share my values in many different ways. And so to me, even if we don't achieve, you know, a lot of political change in New Hampshire, even if we do, at least I'll have been in good company. You know what I mean?
I understand totally what you're saying, and I'm very tempted to do it. I think the only thing holding me back right now is I've got to find out if my boss will let me continue to run this truck if my home state is New Hampshire. I don't think he would have a problem. He lives in Iowa, and I live in Phoenix, so, I mean, it would be the
Yeah.
But I'm interested. I'm interested. And you guys have opened up a whole new realm for me. It's like an awakening. Just put the things I've looked at for New Hampshire Free Staters online on YouTube. It's just, and plus I've learned so much in a legal aspect just listening to you guys. You're so smart.
And this, well, we don't give legal advice or anything like that. I mean, we're just talk radio hosts. But I'm so glad
to
hear
that. What
was
the second thing you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah, the second thing was this. As I'm searching some things at the truck stop the other night, I came across something. And I can't even grab my notes in the console right now. I wasn't even expecting to get through, but there were several Supreme Court cases where the ruling was that if a police officer makes an unlawful arrest, in essence, he's violating your constitutional rights, and that makes him somebody who is acting no longer in an official capacity. Basically, he's just another citizen. And you are allowed, according to these three cases that I read, to defend yourself against an unlawful arrest up to and including deadly force. Have you ever heard anything about that? And what can you tell me about that?
No,
I wouldn't try that. It sounds like a good way to end up, you know, full of holes.
Exactly.
But I, you know, I, you know, as all I can say is,
I'd rather be arrested
world,
and go to jail for a night or however long than become injured by.
But if they violated your constitutional rights, you might be able to bring up a lawsuit, you know, later against them. And I would like to see that because I don't feel that that's been done enough here in the Free State Project, and not enough people have pursued things from a legal standpoint.
Okay. Well, maybe Mike can do that if he ends up getting here.
Yeah,
thanks, Mike.
You know what? I'm really thinking about it. Thanks.
Wonderful. We hope to see you up here, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call. And freestateproject.org is the website where you can learn a little more about that. There have been over 11,000 people who have said, I pledge to move to New Hampshire, as long as a certain number of others do so as well. And when we get there, we'll work to achieve more freedom in our lifetimes.
And quite a few people have you know, arrived in New Hampshire already. They're starting out the groundwork, trying to get things you know, moving.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for the pledge to come to mature, I guess, to 20,000 people. Yeah.
To me, the Free State Project is really picking up and moving your life. That's what it is to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going on the internet and clicking some things and writing your name in, and, you know, I mean, you don't even have to use your real name. You can do whatever you want.
I'm sure there are people who haven't because there's a lot of privacy.
I'm certain
people who are interested in privacy. Anyway, I'm very pleased with the decision to move to New Hampshire. I feel really happy being here.
And yeah, I'd like to address what you were talking about there as far as
we do have another call on the amp line, Mark. But yeah, please.
Have
go
you
ahead.
Screened it?
No,
I'm not going to take calls from the amp line without having been pre-screened. I mean, that's just
we'll do it next segment then.
one thing that I like about it is that, you know, I don't have that feeling of hopelessness that I had when I was living in Florida. There was not going to be any movement towards liberty in Florida. We weren't going to get anywhere. The libertarians there weren't going to get anywhere. So in New Hampshire, I've got the hope.
There you go. We've got the hope at Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number. Call us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live, we're coming up.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
And I'd like to invite you to call the show tonight at 855-450-FREE. Covered a lot of different issues this evening, from an unjust killing to maybe we'll get into a lawsuit, an unjust lawsuit. But we'd love to hear your thoughts on anything we've discussed so far or anything that's on your mind.
We were talking about the Free State Project there in the last segment. I wanted to make sure that people know what it is. And the Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals. Once they all sign up, at this point we're at 11,000-something.
More, yeah.
Yeah, more than 11,000. And, you know, you can go and sign up at freestateproject.org. Get us one more person, or if you've got a family, two. Three more people.
And if you're liberty curious, if you're on the fence, then maybe a good experience would be to visit Porcupine Freedom Festival or Porkfest, which happens during the summer.
Yep, in June.
It's a camping festival.
You can register now at porkfest.com. That's pork with a C, because
a porcupine.
The people of the libertarian, the Free State Project tend to be of a liberty-oriented mindset, and they've picked the porcupine as their mascot.
Yeah,
you know, not the sort of animal that goes out and causes trouble, but if you pick a fight with it, you're liable to get a mouthful of quills. So it's freestateproject.org, and you can sign up and find out more about it or sign up or whatever you'd like. It's 11,691 I've got here, with more than 1,000 having moved already.
Very exciting. Let's go to the AMP lines, Free Talk Live AMP call-in lines. Kelvin in Colorado is on the line with us. And Kelvin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Stephanie. Good evening to you and Mark.
Hey,
good
Kelvin.
Evening. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple of things you guys have been talking about on the show. I just wanted to give you a little point of information where you guys were talking about the right to defend yourself under different situations.
And yeah, the stand your ground law, right, as Mark referred to it, I think.
Yeah, in Colorado here, as they call it the Make My Day law.
Mm. Heard that
in Dirty Harry.
Oh, man.
But anyway, if you want some more background information on that, if you go to Wikipedia and look up Castle Doctrine, and that'll give you some more background about that.
Okay, Castle Doctrine's distinct in that the Castle Doctrine says that if you are in your home, that you do not have to flee to another room. There is, I can't remember what it was in Florida previously, but previously in Florida, it meant that you had to be trapped in a particular room. So you had to retreat to the farthest location from an aggressor. And then when you were finally in
Who's
the last
thinking
room,
about that in a situation where their life is being threatened?
I guess that the lawmakers felt that that was the right way to do it, and I can see the point. But, you know, so the Castle Doctrine states that your home is your castle, and you may defend it against an aggressor.
Yeah.
Whereas the Make My Day law, the Stand Your Ground law, says that you do not have to retreat from an aggressor, and it doesn't matter where you are. So, yes, the Castle Doctrine's similar, but it, you know, has the distinction of being specifically for one's home.
Mm-hmm.
As called the duty to retreat versus stand your ground.
Yeah, duty to retreat.
And, yep. But
so stand your ground is something that sort of opposes the duty to retreat. Is that what you're saying?
Right, it's saying that you don't have that you can defend yourself without being required.
And that's all under the umbrella of the Castle Doctrine.
Well, it's on this page, webpage anyway.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm just trying to get the relationship straight between those things. But, so anyway, Kelvin, what else is on your mind?
Yeah. The other thing was you guys have been discussing the Zimmerman incident. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Zimmerman?
Yeah, George Zimmerman, alleged shooter of Trayvon Martin down in Florida.
Yes. And I haven't heard any of the 911 tapes or read any article, but I've just heard you guys discussing this. But another little generality, that second shot that seemed so damning might have been a negligent discharge, which, you know, that doesn't excuse it, but that might move it from, like, murder to a manslaughter situation or something like that.
It seems like a tough argument to make.
Doesn't it sound
especially
like
given
that... I didn't mean to shoot him the second time.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. You know, like, the gun jumps in your hand. You know, the situation is what the situation is, but...
Well, guns don't jump, Mark.
Maybe it seems
like it does, but you have to pull the trigger first.
Sure.
You're responsible.
But he did pull the trigger first, and
yes.
I don't know what the period of time was between the two.
The 911 tapes, as far as I know, we can't listen to them because they've only been released to the family. They haven't been released publicly.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I read in the synopsis, it said he was begging for his life in between the two shots. So he was shot once, he survived that one, and started begging for his life, and then the guy shot him again.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's pretty damning.
Yeah.
What you're saying is that he might have accidentally shot him the second time. That's a harder, it's a much harder argument to make on the, for the second shot than the first, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And that was what appeared to be particularly damning in the situation. But what I wanted to say was that under the conditions of extreme stress, which, you know, you would be after having confronted this person and shot them, and that there's a adrenaline stress response that happens where you lose your fine motor skills,
yep.
You get tunnel vision, you have auditory exclusion.
Yep.
It would be fairly easy if you're like an inexperienced person, particularly if you haven't gone through the adrenaline stress reaction and learned how to cope with that. I could see that happening. Not that that excuses the guy, but...
Well, then that just seems to me to indicate that he shouldn't have been entrusted with that responsibility of the captain of the neighborhood watch, right?
The only thing that can handle this adrenaline situation is training.
Yeah.
Okay? And, frankly, people train to do things, not to not do things.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is, I don't know how one trains not to shoot somebody the second time. You know, what you'll find is that people will have guns on them and then crimes will be committed and they just can't do anything. This is what's it called? The adrenaline what response there, Kevin?
Adrenaline stress response.
Yeah, I think
what you're saying about training is true. And, so the proper training is that you take your finger out of the trigger guard.
Oh, yeah, always.
Except when you're pulling the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So yep.
Trigger
guy,
discipline.
If it was a negligent discharge, he obviously didn't take his finger out of the trigger guard. And, you know, that could have possibly been prevented by having training.
The only way he's going to get the jury to side with him on that one is if he had a badge. And, you know...
He probably wishes he had a badge.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like that kind of person who's really looking
watch.
For an excuse.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he has some kind of a need to be a protector, right?
Sure.
He wants to help people, and whether that's misguided or how that gets expressed is another issue, right? Because in this case, it seems like even if he had sort of noble intentions, it didn't turn out well.
No shortage of people that want to be protectors that believe that they know who the enemy is and they're wrong.
Absolutely. And Kelvin, thanks so much for the call tonight. I do appreciate your thoughts. Mark, Yahoo has sued Facebook. Have you heard about this?
The internet is going to break.
I don't know about that, but maybe the patent system will. I hope the patent system breaks. That would be nice.
The patent system is really, really messed up. Anybody, you know,
yes.
even when you talk about the vagaries of the intellectual property laws all across the United States, the patent system stands out as the worst of the three between patents, copyrights, and trademarks.
Some people argue copyright is really bad, too, because that can be criminal, right? Patents are in civil matter.
Yeah, but it can mire a company. A company of any size will be mired, and a company of a small size will be destroyed.
Absolutely. We'll find out more about this when we return. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, to add your thoughts. There's more coming up.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. I'm Stephanie.
And Mark.
And you can call the show tonight at 855-453. We'd love to hear what's on your mind, because that's what Free Talk Live is about, right? This makes for an interesting show when you lend your thoughts. And I would like to let people know that Free Talk Live has a news page where you can get the latest updates about the show. So maybe you're wondering what's kind of going on behind the scenes, or when we add new radio affiliates, you can get all that information over at news.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and get emails when something happens with the show.
You've probably been hearing about picking up precious metals, whether it's gold and silver or silver, whatever it might be, platinum perhaps. And you know, it can be a daunting experience. You never know when you're buying from one of these big companies, are you getting the best rate? They want you to buy numismatic as opposed to bullion, and you just wanted to get some gold and whatever. You know, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. You can see the prices right there. You can see the coins right there. And you can get gold shipped to you. You never have to deal with a pushy salesperson if you don't want to. If you have questions, you can call the number that's right there at gold.freetalklive.com. I've found them to be very helpful over at Midas Resources. And when you buy gold from gold.freetalklive.com, you support Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, well, we've spent a lot of time tonight talking about this incident with Trayvon Martin and his shooting, and the fact that his alleged shooter is not being charged. And I think we've got Joshua on the line in Oklahoma who wants to talk about that. Joshua, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi there.
Hey there, hi there.
What's on your mind?
Well, first, you know what? This is kind of a boring show because you all are so rational. You need to get Ian in here.
Ian is actually sitting in the room, but I think he's pretty rational myself, too.
Oh, he'd have something to say that would really stir it. Yes, first of all, the idea of the second shot being possibly accidental, I think is, I'm not sure I'd call it an accident, but perhaps unintended, because reading up on this guy while I was listening to you, he really sounds like the guy who would take his gun down to the gunsmith and have him put a hair trigger on it. which means you can pull the trigger by touching over the hair.
Right.
But, of course, that makes him responsible for what happened.
Well, actually, I also think that somebody should be asking about who hired this guy and let him call himself Neighborhood Watch. Why are we talking to these people? Or why aren't we talking to these people? Because according to a couple of articles I read, when they said they wanted to form a Neighborhood Watch, he was the only one who applied.
That wow. kind of bug. I guess he became the captain by default because he was the only member.
Yeah, and he had gone door to door warning people about, quote, young black men.
Who looked oh, like no.
This is a black town.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
That
for
is,
him.
I have not heard that part, but that's a scalding indictment.
Yeah, that's
there,
important.
I'll tell you. And now, but you know, I mean, when you're talking about a position that is unpaid, I wonder what sort of responsibility there is for the people that allowed him to get in place. I mean, you know, it's hard to.
I wonder if there's a neighborhood association or something. Yeah.
I believe that was the phrase used in the article, neighborhood association, and I would put that to a jury. Because, you know, even if it's just a neighborhood association, if you're giving somebody the authority to call themselves Neighborhood Watch, you're taking some responsibility for them, and
sure.
they didn't bet. Yeah. They didn't bet in. According to these articles, even by the Miami Herald and the Sun Sentinel, it was a real cop wannabe.
And yeah, just as we had suspected, huh?
Yeah, I hadn't heard that part. I mean, it's a damning indictment. The walking around and talking to people about young black men, and they were. I wonder if he just skipped the black people's house when he did that.
Yeah, I feel really scared that there are people like that walking around who have that kind of power.
I got a gated community in which the black kid was visiting his father. I've seen the picture of the black kid. The dad was definitely black. Okay, so we got black people living in the gated community, and the Neighborhood Watch guy is suspicious of black people. There were black people that lived in the gated community that said, we don't go for walks anymore because of this guy.
Wow. Oh, my. Joshua, thank you so much for the additional information. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. Got some other calls. I want to let them have a chance to speak. But, yeah, that's important stuff that he brought up.
Indeed.
Doesn't look good for Zimmerman.
I'd say it's probably about the most important stuff on it I've heard all evening.
And it doesn't look good for the police who aren't doing anything about
this. It doesn't look good for
the
neighborhood either. I mean, you know, he's really right. If somebody actually named him, titled him, you know, head of the Neighborhood Watch, and, you know, the housing association or whatever titled him the head of the Neighborhood Watch.
Is it a white housing association in this, you know, neighborhood?
I'm sure they didn't feel the way this guy necessarily did, but he's probably the only one who applied for the position. Yeah. And then
they probably had no idea. I mean, I live in a neighborhood that has a neighborhood association, and it's hard to get people to even show up to the meeting.
Now he's knocking on doors wanting of black kids, and nobody said anything?
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was, I can't even put the words to it.
Oh,
let's go to Matthew in West Hartford. He wants to talk about something a little bit different, voting. Matthew, are you with us?
Yeah. Hey, Stephanie, Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Ian's sitting there.
Oh, you're watching anyway, the cam at cam.freetalklive.com.
I'm watching the camera, yep.
There you go. But, so tell us what you're thinking about tonight.
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, when the ruling elite thought of the idea of voting, did you know that VOTE was actually an acronym?
No, what did it stand for? Can you
it
say?
It stands for the Vow of Total Enslavement.
Oh, come on.
I'm skeptical of this, but maybe we can do a little research here.
No, go on,
Matthew.
It's not true. I just made that up.
So how does one enslave oneself by voting?
What's that?
Does one enslave oneself by voting?
I'm moving more and more towards that point of view every day.
One certainly doesn't set oneself free by voting, I don't think.
I think that there's, you know, when there's a time commitment, and if you're going to use the political process, it can be emotional. There's an emotional roller coaster involved in it,
yeah,
and that kind of thing. But
definitely.
I think that there's, you know, I think there's value in today's society of using the political process as it exists to, you know, defend the rights of yourself and your neighbors.
Matthew?
Yeah, I think in specific, you know, cases like this Ron Paul thing, it could be used to further a cause. But I think in general, like if we're thinking of like the average person voting, it's really I think it's reinforcing the mindset of the system, in that they think they have a shot of really stirring things up in there, and they're going to, you know.
And they think that's the only legitimate way to make any kind of change if they want to change.
Most of them, right. If you're talking about the average person, most of them want changes that I would, you know, probably want more government anyway. You know, the average person you talk to out there, if you look at the evidence of what they vote for, is that their answer to whatever the problem is let the government fix it.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they don't really have many good options. There's never a box on the ballot that says get rid of the government or even really make it smaller. There's very seldom that option, right?
Certainly seldom does one have that option. And, you know, you're going to less and less of people that want less government don't vote, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I tend to see, Matthew, I think I agree with you that I really see it as kind of an endorsement of a system. And if you have significant disagreements with that system, then, you know, maybe you don't want to give it your moral support by participating.
Yeah, the only, you know, even 4 years ago, I was supporting, Barack Obama. So, I mean, the only thing that really even got me out of that, was how many times are we going to see, to go out there and vote, every 4 years or whatever, and see that nothing's changing? You know, I mean, how many times can that happen?
Yeah, and even if there is a small change that happens, it seems like often it's prone to backsliding, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the counter argument to this, and I think it's very strong, is that there have been in most elections more than 50% and close to 50% in all elections, people not voting. So you have this indictment on the other side that people are looking for. If you claim that the system, that you're going to show the system by not voting, that you're not participating, that you do not endorse it and you're not participating in it, well, you know, 50% of the population is doing that already and it hasn't worked. The system's just as endorsed as it was before.
I don't know. I don't see any significant change happening even when people do vote. But Matthew, thanks for the call.
I don't see when they don't vote either.
It's been an interesting discussion. Of course, if you have thoughts, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am genius. Take away everything you can get. Beat them all over this horrible
day. And they call it democracy.
I had enough of greedy lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet debt when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And you can call us this evening if you want to participate in the show, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear what's on your mind tonight. And, Mark, do you have any messages you'd like to share with our audience right now?
Sure. I could tell you about Free Talk Live Solar. If you, for instance, have some kind of calamity occur, some kind of weather calamity, you want to have some kind of backup system. You know, whether that system is, gasoline or whatever it is, it's a good idea to have one. But consider this for a moment. A gas system, when you set it up and you put it in place, it's just there for that moment in time that you need to back up, whether it's hurricane or ice storm or whatever it is. And that's great. It's good to have it. But a solar system is there all the time. If you can take off the grid, say, a freezer and a well pump and, you know, maybe your refrigerator. So, you know, whatever it is that you can take off with a solar system, they're off the grid all the time. And these expensive items, they're no longer drawing on your electrical bill, and they're paying themselves back all the time. So go to freetalklivesolar.com and check out the SG1 solar power generating system. It can be expanded to take wind and hydro and whatever you want. But this is a great system just to take a few necessary items off so that when, you know, whatever that inevitability is, you're ready. It's freetalklivesolar.com.
Wonderful. We go straight to the phones. Carly is listening in North Dakota and would like to discuss Trayvon Martin's case. Carly, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. What's on your mind?
Well, I believe this guy was down in Miami, but what I really wanted to say was that, you know, these sort of erratic, irrational behaviors can't really be, you know, held into question when we have the kind of toxicity that people are exposed to today. You know, we have this incredible, enormous chemical and toxic pollution from our water and our air and our electrochemical smog to our food.
Okay, I was going to ask what you meant by toxicity.
What is electrochemical smog? I need to know that, too.
Yeah, well, that's a little different. But when you talk about, like, electromagnetic pollution, cell phone towers and Wi-Fi, you know, we have in Europe a number of countries that are now outlawing Wi-Fi in schools because of the damages that it has on the developing brains of
which
students.
Countries? I've never heard of any of this.
Yeah, there's some, now you're going to rack my brain, but it's there's some developed countries in Europe, I'd say, I think maybe like Netherlands, Sweden, maybe even Holland, I'm not 100% sure on that, but there are those countries.
Carly, I mean, there is natural radiation that occurs in the
right,
world, right?
Right,
I mean,
and I've got to say, I'm not specific. specifically talking electromagnetic. I'm talking everything specifically. Really, if we really want to talk about it, it would be more like the fluoride in our water.
I'm very concerned about fluoride in water. I'm very concerned about fluoride in water.
Personally, I filter it out. And, I mean, it's you win the argument on that one on informed consent. Someone should not be dosed with a drug based on how much water they drink without being able to consent to it. I think that's egregious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And we have studies and tests and evidence, you know, up the wall that talks about, you know, the effects of fluoride on nervous systems and tissues and brain function and everything else. So everything from docile behavior that the Russians still use it in their animals, that Hitler used it in the camps.
Yeah, people say that, Carly, but, you know, and that may very well be true. I'm not totally familiar with that. For me, like I said, I'm convinced that it's not okay to give people a drug in their water. But,
absolutely. Forced medication. Mm-hmm.
Right. But what I want to go back to is something that you said at the beginning of your call, that you think this person, George Zimmerman, isn't really responsible for what he's done because of the toxicity in the environment?
Well, that gets hard because obviously everybody's responsible. And absolutely, he's responsible. It's a horrific thing. But my point is that those happen all the time, and that these sort of instances of irrationality and imbalance and explosive poor judgment behaviors, you know, these things that really defy what we think is reasonable, how can somebody do those things? I just think we really need to look at, well, you know, obviously there's some problem here in a lot of people's brain activity, and maybe that has to do with the forced medications, not just from fluoride, but think about all the pharmaceuticals that are in your water. I mean, they have been
finding them in the water, yeah, that's for sure. But I mean,
I
think
that's causation versus correlation. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, like you're taking some facts, and these are facts, mm-hmm. and we're extrapolating from them, and it's difficult to say.
And I wonder if it has anything to do with the government school system. I mean, people are taught to accept a lot of irrationality and stuff.
Everything, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The government school system, you know, that's a whole other deal, too, you know, in the beginning as far as destroying nuclear families and making schools the authority figures over parents and making, you know, students and the friend system more the family than the actual family unit at home. So I think that there's been
a lot of students,
you know,
don't have too many friends there either.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bullying that goes on.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And I'm not saying that this guy doesn't need to be held responsible. I think it would be horrific if he wasn't charged. I think it's murder. You know, it's murderous. So, you know, regardless, but I just want to point out that I think people tend to forget that, you know, everybody is under this incredible bombardment of poison and pollution in their environment of levels we've never, ever before experienced.
All right, Carly, thanks a lot for your thoughts tonight.
You're
welcome. I appreciate the call. And, yeah, she brings up a really interesting point, something that we've discussed before on the show, Mark, about free will. And it's like, you know, if somebody has a tumor that's secreting a hormone, like there's a certain type of tumor that secretes adrenaline, basically, mm-hmm. and it makes your heart beat fast and your blood pressure rise. And sometimes people have these, like, rage attacks when they have these tumors. And a lot of times during these attacks, they'll commit violent crimes. And so the question is, are they... You know, how responsible are they, I guess, for their actions?
It's a tough question to answer. I mean, to me, what's clear is that they should be responsible financially for what they've done. People need to be recompensed and that kind of thing. But it's a mitigating circumstance on their crime. And, you know, one might ask, you know, what kind of punitive damages, as opposed to recompensatory damages, they might. But what kind of punitive damage should they be charged? And how long should they spend in, you know, whatever sort of confinement? Because society's, if you kill somebody, I don't care what kind of tumor you have, society's going to demand some kind of incarceration, it seems to me. And
to me, it's way more important that the victim gets restituted.
I agree. I agree that that's a very important aspect of this. And,
yeah.
You know, the fact is that it's a certain level of imprisonment, simply having to pay back for what you've done to other people.
Sure. Sure. Or... You know, maybe if people felt really bad for the victims, they would take up a contribution fund to try to provide some kind of restitution or help to the victim, or maybe try to get some help for the perpetrator, like get their tumor removed or get them some psychological help.
I think you'd find that there's going to be a lot less crime and a lot less to you know, sort of have to restitute for. If you get rid of the war on drugs. I mean, the war on drugs is mostly the crimes that are committed around drugs, even the violent crimes, which is what I'm talking about here. If you just took the people who were in prison for A, trying to get drugs, you know, possessing drugs, trying to buy drugs, transporting drugs, you know, all these things that are essentially nonviolent. And as far as I'm concerned, a person with a gun on them transporting drugs, armed trafficking, is still nonviolent. He hasn't shot anyone, or she. But
yeah, it doesn't look particularly sympathetic.
The
but
burglaries, sure. the robberies, and all the things that have occurred because people want to get money to get these drugs that are inflated. The prices are inflated incredibly by the war on drugs. Aspirin doesn't cost that much.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go to the store, they can produce cigarettes. You don't see anybody. Very few people get robbed for liquor and cigarettes.
Yeah.
Maybe liquor stores and cigarette places get robbed because these things are valuable commodities, but people are generally not getting robbed for the purpose of getting some money to buy liquor and cigarettes.
And I agree with you, basically, with what you said, that it becomes a crime when there's a victim, right? That's the whole paradigm of restorative or restitutive justice versus punitive justice that we were discussing. So there has to be a victim in order for there to be some kind of a crime. And about the hormones thing and, like, their influence on people's behavior, I tend to come down and think that, you know, they can strongly influence someone's behavior,
sure.
But you are not a slave to your hormones, and you're not a slave to your physiology.
And
you're still responsible for your actions.
You've harmed me. I'm owed, and it doesn't matter why it is. You've had a bad day, you've been drinking too much, or you've got a tumor on your adrenal gland.
Mm-hmm.
What does that make? You know, my car needs to be fixed, or my kid's been hurt or killed or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need to be recompensed, and, I understand that people have whatever problems they've got, but it doesn't confront me. What confronts me is
yeah.
what you, the person who inhabit that body, have done, and
mm-hmm.
that person needs to, in whatever way, restitute.
Well, that's just like if there's an accidental death, it's still a death. It's doesn't
sure.
matter what the intent was in that sense, that if somebody was still killed.
If an accident is sufficiently negligent, I think that people generally want some kind of incarceration or something. But I think that people tend to let house arrest off as some kind of lesser offense. I don't know what it is, but house arrest would probably be a good way to handle a lot of these issues that they currently put people in bang in the butt prison for.
Wow. Your thoughts on justice? How could justice be served in Trayvon Martin's case? Free will or anything else? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, and there's more coming up in Hour 3.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.